In many parts of Chile, industries were battered by February's massive earthquake. That includes the country's wine industry. Storage tanks toppled over, barrels cracked open, and bottles shattered. Now, Chilean winemakers, who export much of their fruity, inexpensive varieties to the U.S., are trying to get back to work. NPR's Juan Ferrero has a story from one venerated producer in Santa Rosa.
It's enough to make a wine lover cry. Wine by the caskful covering the floor. Sebastián Astaburuaga says it was up to his knees. 300,000 liters of newly made wine. Wine worth $300,000. Industry-wide, the losses totaled $250 million in spilled wine alone. Astaburuaga walks on a floor still sticky. He says tanks holding 10,000 liters of wine toppled over in the 8.8 magnitude quake. Bigger tanks stayed put. But he says the violent rattling caused the wine to pour out, crushing the tanks as if they were plastic soda bottles. And he says they're made of thick stainless steel. I've come to Astaburuaga's vineyard, Correa Albano, because it's a small, family-owned wine producer in the picturesque Lontué Valley. Tradition means everything here, he says. His family has been making wine for 150 years. Astaburuaga, who's 55, has bright blue eyes and a shaggy white beard, drives me into his fields. We get out of his truck and walk onto a row of grapevines. Sweet, juicy grapes and thick skin, he says, produce a Sauvignon Blanc that's slightly acidic, with a strongly fresh aroma. Astaburuaga says he uses dozens of workers to cut grapes off vines. There's also a harvester, a giant machine that rides over the vines, sucking grapes into its hold. It's an impressive operation. Grape fields, fermentation tanks, oak casks. And in this tight-knit community, it's the hub for small winemakers and grape growers. Astaburuaga turns their grapes into Merlots, Cabernet Sauvignons, Chardonnays, French varieties for which Chile is known. So the blow to Correa Albano temporarily paralyzed production for many of them. Like Maria Machuca Ramirez, who grows grapes.
Pero ahora como que yo pienso que vamos a quedar pero bien reducido de dinero porque
her adobe home collapsed, she says, and now she doesn't know where she'll get the money to rebuild. Astaburuaga's family also suffered. His 82-year-old father, who had his own vineyard, died when his home collapsed. And there was plenty of damage to Astaburuaga's big rambling house, where workmen listened to music and repaired the roof on a recent day. These days, he is trying to be as active as he can be, meeting with wine brokers, visiting local producers, contracting for repairs. He says it's now time to once again start producing wine. Astaburuaga then invites me into his office, where the grainy, sepia-toned photos of his ancestors stare down at us. And he begins to open a bottle of Cabernet Carminier. He says we should all have a drink. And we do. The wine is dry, with a strong taste of dark berries. Astaburuaga then makes a toast to forgetting all that the earthquake had wrought. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.